Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios. And here we go, Sunday, March the 13th. It is rapidly approaching, and we always look so forward to Selection Sunday. The madness, it has arrived early. Delighted to have back with us the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp. That is Lee Klein, and he's now the co-host with Christian Dyer of a brand new college basketball program that's going to air Saturday mornings, Eastern time from 10 to 11 right here at YSR. It is titled That Bracket Show. Congratulations, Lee. You're on board with us. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Well, it's exciting. You know, this is the most exciting time of the year. So when you talk about the whole country focusing on college hoops, we have championship week, we've got the selection show, and then the magnificent tournament. We just felt that we needed to do something special for it, have a specific show that highlights and educates the audience, as well as start getting people to connect with some of the coaches out there to hear about those teams that you're going to be hopefully filling out your brackets with.
Well, here it is. It's Friday night, and of course, your show is going to debut and air tomorrow morning. What can our listeners anticipate, Lee?
Well, our first show, we've got some great guests. We've got Chris Beard from Arkansas Little Rock, the nation's winningest team, best scoring defense in the country. We've got Bryce Drew from Valparaiso. Not only is Valpo, again, dominating the Horizon Conference, but as you know, Bryce Drew is probably most famous, not for his coaching exploits, but for the shot that took down Ole Miss and leading Valpo to the Sweet 16. And lastly, we've got the great Pete Gillen, who coached at Providence, Virginia, and Xavier, 9 times a head coach in the NCAA tournament. And so we got 3 great guests on that will share real insight about their teams and about what to expect for Selection Sunday.
Of course, you're highlighting the brand new show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 Eastern time. And it is interesting, you're talking about some of the guests that are going to be on the program tomorrow. Over the past couple of weeks, we have centered our conversation on focusing in on the conferences. I want to change things up a bit in this segment tonight. Who do you think is going to be the coach of the year?
That's changed a little bit now. I get a mulligan. For initially, I thought it'd be Fran McCaffrey would be a shoo-in, and then all of a sudden Iowa stopped winning. I think when we talk about it, Chris Mack from Xavier, a team that was not picked in the top 25, that has had his team in the top 10 all year, I would say Chris Mack from Xavier would be my coach of the year.
Okay, so you talk about the top candidate, but what is, Lee, what's your criteria? What's that number one priority?
For me, I think it's defining expectations. The landscape of college basketball, it may be slated against some of the power conference guys. I mean, you can vote Bill Self every year. Tony Bennett, Virginia, worthy candidate, coach of the year every year. But when you have programs that are on the periphery, that, you know, they can't just pick who's good enough to play there. They got to really work and see potential in kids. And those are the coaches that we've got to take a special consideration with. Those are the ones that we got to give the extra credit to.
Tony Bennett, Bill Self, I mean, those are names so recognizable in college basketball. Give me a quick hit on just the job that Lon Kruger has done with Oklahoma. And here he's been a top 5 team all season long.
No question. And I would say, yes, Kruger definitely in the conversation. You went a little bit away from that because they lost 4 out of the last 8, where, you know, they had dominated prior to, you know, up through beginning of February. He was by far, he and Jay Wright, right there for top jobs, coach of the year. Lon Kruger's been terrific, and it's what we've seen through this little losing streak, and, you know, they got back on track. But what we've seen all of a sudden in a wacky game against Baylor, I might add, you know, this is a little bit of a thin team that depends heavily on a couple, you know, real stud seniors and upperclassmen. So Lon Kruger, you know, that's a guy that has done a great job with what he has, and as good a coach as we have in the game. He's been to a Final Four, and I think he can get this team to the Final Four as well. They're that good. He's done a great job. If they didn't have this little tailspin, he might have been the name that first, you know, came out of to my mind and out my mouth.
The Sooners 23-6, and of course you just mentioned that two-point win over Baylor at the Lloyd Noble Center there in Norman. That was obviously huge. Give me a quick hit on Texas. Coach Smart, I mean, he takes over for Rick Barnes, and this is a team, a program that has shown a lot of improvement with its players and personnel, and they've adapted to his system.
Shaka Smart is an amazing job. It's come a little quicker than maybe much of us have realized. In fact, you could, you know, there are those that, and rightfully so, put he in the conversation for when we talk about Coach of the Years. With, you know, he had good talent in place, and he was able to, maybe one of the hardest things to do in coaching is to get guys that were brought in by somebody else, that they're not your guys, and to connect with them and to get them to play hard. And that's what he's been able to do with this talented Texas team. They need Cam Ridley back. We all know that. He's been able to get, you know, Prince Ibe has really done a great job filling in, but they need Cam Ridley back. They need the depth. And the freshmen there at Texas, Eric Davis, Kerwin Roach, those guys are going to be special players in the Big 12. They've had a good year. The Longhorn team's one that no one wants to face in the tournament. That I could promise you.
Never enough time when we have a chance to catch up with the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp and the contributor on Slam Magazine, that, of course, is Lee Klein. Be sure and check out his brand new program, college basketball program, tomorrow morning right here at our network at Yahoo Sports Radio, 10 to 11 in the morning with Christian Dyer. It gives some great perspective on college basketball, and it is titled That Bracket Show. Congratulations, Lee, and we look forward to catching up with you next week, okay?
Sounds great.
Hour two, just around the corner right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. The assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, will be with us, and Bill Rosinski of PGA Tour Radio.